When Brian McNeil started kayaking in 2013, he couldn't have predicted his newfound passion would lead him on an epic voyage from the gentle currents of the Aramosa River in Guelph to the banks of the River Illan in the historic town of Skibbereen in County Cork, Ireland. The common thread that runs throughout the thickening plot and connects the many colorful characters McNeil has encountered in this transatlantic tale is plastic. "I had never kayaked before and I loved it," said McNeil. "It's your first time on the river and you're just getting used to being in the water, and you see a plastic bottle, then you see another and another and another. On my way back, I decided I am going to take the plastic out because it's not supposed to be there." He started documenting his one-man cleanup campaign on social media under the name #Riverloot, and by 2017 had removed countless bags of garbage from the river. "I just want to do something because I didn't see there being any accountability," said McNeil. "In 2017, I took out 35 large garbage bags of plastic. This is documented and garnered me some pretty cool international attention." Most of the waste McNeil was pulling from the river was easily identified as carelessly discarded water bottles, food containers, and other consumer product packaging, but the source of countless microplastic pellets remained a mystery. "I really started getting into my head about what they were," he said. "How did they get here? Where did they come from?" He eventually identified the pellets as nurdles, after watching the 2008 documentary, Addicted to Plastic, by Ian Knosher. "The basic building blocks of the plastics industry are polymer pellets or nurdles," McNeil said. "It's how the plastics industry moves different types of plastic for production purposes. They get melted down and formed into everything from plastic bottles to computers and even my kayak. The answer to how nurdles were ending up in the Aramosa came when a friend joined him for a routine river cleanup excursion. We went for a paddle, and I was scooping them out of the river, and he said, 'I know where those are coming from,'" McNeil recalled. "We paddled further up and there was PDI. Polymer Distribution Inc.," he said. "This is what they do. They ship these things." McNeil got some pushback from PDI employees after posting the discovery on his #Riverloot page, but a 2017 Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks investigation confirmed many of his suspicions. "I'm not saying that all the nurdles in the river come from PDI, but a good amount of them do, and that has been proven through the ministry's investigation," he said. "They fall off the rail cars. I took a walk from the spur behind PDI on Elizabeth Street all the way down that train track to Stone Road, and you can actually find pellets among the stones. The majority," he believed, "were getting in the Aramosa at a rail bridge east of the PDI facility on Victoria Road next to the river." McNeil shared what he found with ministry investigators, PDI environmental engineers, city officials and journalists, some of whom joined him for a paddle. Eventually, PDI agreed to remove the nurdles from the river, adopt new handling procedures, and install special filters in the storm drains around their facilities to catch nurdles and other microplastics before they enter the river. They also agreed to respond to reports from the ministry initiated by McNeil and others whenever collections of nurdles were identified in the river. "They did a wonderful job," said McNeil. "They cleaned up hypodermic needles and bottles and pellets, what I understand, from the train bridge all the way downstream to where the river leaves the city." McNeil's efforts were first documented on Guelph Today in 2019. Media coverage of McNeil's efforts caught the attention of actor Jeremy Irons and award-winning film producer David Putnam, who invited him to Skibbereen in County Cork, Ireland, in March of 2018 to help with a campaign they were leading to prevent a plastic processing company from setting up in the historic coastal community. "They had a really good team with some really smart and powerful people," said McNeil. "I brought a container of nurdles that were passed around, and this was all in the process of teaching the townspeople about the negative consequences of having a thermoplastics manufacturing facility move into your town." The campaign was a success, and the company cancelled its plans to set up in Skibbereen, but when McNeil got home, he faced new hurdles in his effort to remove all the nurdles from the Aramosa River. "I never saw any cleanup after the initial big cleanup," he said. "It is supposed to be ongoing." McNeil was told by his contact at the ministry that if he came across concentrations of nurdles in the river to geolocate the site, take a picture and forward it to their office. They would then forward it to PDI to clean it up. "That's the ongoing process," said McNeil. So, I would do that weekly and nothing was getting cleaned, or it was getting cleaned and so many were getting off-site, it looked like it hadn't been cleaned. McNeil invited Guelf today to join him for a short paddle, Sunday, July 3, into a section of reeds near the confluence of the Speed and Aramosa rivers, and within minutes he was straining nurdles from the river. If you look inside my strainer, you can see that there are newer-looking pellets and really old-looking pellets, he said. How long have these things been wherever they've been stuck, slowly getting pushed through the sewer system, collecting dirt, oily toxins and whatnot? They take tens of thousands of years to break up. Guelf today contacted the Ministry for Comment and Senior Communications Advisor for the region, Jennifer Hall, responded by email and confirmed they did notify PDI about a citizen report of nurdles in the river. The ministry attended the site on May 30, 2022 and confirmed the off-site migration of nurdles pellets from PDI, Hall said. As a result of this site visit, PDI was required to correct failed nurdle pellet control systems on site. Hall said that PDI told the ministry they completed a river cleanup on June 30, 2022, followed by an inspection of the river July 4, 2022, and did not identify the presence of any nurdles pellets in the river. As a result of your report of pellets observed over the weekend, the ministry contacted PDI and they initiated their response protocol, Hall said. Staff from the ministry will attend the site later this week to confirm the status of on-site plastic management and follow up on this report. Guelf today contacted PDI for comment but not yet responded. McNeil and a group of volunteers completed a microplastic river cleanup on the afternoon of July 6 and recovered large amounts of nurdles along the stretch of river between Gordon Street and the train bridge. For more information about McNeil's efforts or to take part in the next river nurdle cleanup, visit at river.loot.